Inception and birth, item 11.
טוב, אנחנו צריכים להמשיך.
Okay, well, we need to continue.
במה להמשיך?
Continue how?
אנחנו תמיד נמצאים.
We are always under the Creator's control. This is what it says. Even though we don't understand it, we don't feel it, we're not aware of it. In our mind and in our heart, meaning in our feeling and in our understanding, we come to this world and we start to grow up and we are all of us are immersed in our ego, meaning in a special force that is depicting to us a different picture. There is no control over us, rather we are in control over reality. The more we grow up, well, babies, older people, we feel that what force is there in the world? It's me and other people like me. So then we just have struggles of power between us. Who will be in control? When we reach a state where we have no choice, in order to discover the Creator, we ourselves must cancel our control so that we don't want to be in control. We don't want to manage the world and reality, but rather we want to depress that inclination in us, our ego. Then we begin to discover that specifically this ego is also not ours. It is an upper force. I wasn't thinking so before. Earlier I was thinking it was me, that I want this and I want to control and I want to determine me. But no. When I want to come out from the control of that me, a little bit, I start to feel that me, it's not me, it is the Creator. And it's a little bit different than what I was thinking before. And then I have already some different attitude to my ego and to the Creator. I already have to start to position myself in between the two of them. As much as I cancel my ego, which is an upper, one upper force, and as much as I want that instead, the second force, the Creator, will control. And that way, in between the two of them, I establish myself. This status in between the two of them,
and
as much as I want to cancel my ego through the group, the study, all of the things that I have in my disposal, all in all, by that I begin to see myself more and more in partnership with my Ten and with the Creator. All in all, these two forces are intended for me to replace my control, my government. The control of the egoistic force, all in all, there's just one force. And it's a single force, and I want to replace it by a second force. And we who are in the last generation, accordingly, we're about to discover these things that they're also in the world. In the world too, the governance is being replaced. The governance will be replaced from the egoistic governance to a yet unknown governance. We don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be a different governance. Bit by bit, we will start to discover it in the upcoming time that there is truly a process whereby everything around us is changing according to our internal changes. in which we are already going through or are about to enter them. And this is how we will see it, that specifically the last generation, what is it special about? That the process that we are going through, and we're going through it with a large mass, large number of people, the group of Bnei Baruch, which is a lot greater than what we are familiar with. And the process that the world is going through, even though it's a few levels lower than that, but it is going through it. It's like in our world, we are, the grown-ups, the adults are going through different states at work, in the society, in all of the life of the grown-ups, but it also influences our little children. Nevertheless, they are in a different world, at home, a little bit in the media, or things that affect them, etc. And so this is what we will see, that in the last generation, everyone, it's everyone, however each one according to his degree, is already undergoing essential changes, and therefore we should also look at what is happening in the world. That you can see what is happening in the world, that even the media are changing, in that they are beginning to determine before everyone's eyes their desire, which is against the principle of the media. It goes against the entire approach that they should have, that they do not belong to anyone, that they are above everyone, that they just bring us information about everything, that only that. And we should receive this information and then make up our mind this way or that way and determine our life. But no. Even before that, they already decided for all of these things for us. So all in all, what is happening here in the recent time, we need to understand that it is the recognition of evil. That's what we have now in our society. And these are great things that do not occur because of some decision that they make in these systems in between them. These are the systems that shape our approach to life. And these systems are now, they've now shown themselves as systems that are not media or communication means by which they communicate between them and communicate with us and help us connect together, but rather it is simply, I don't want to get into it more, but what did I want to say? I wanted to say that the world is undergoing great changes, and we need to see in that the revelation of evil in the human society. How much that evil is now revealed in a very quick way, with great pace, and accordingly, we need to hurry up in the recognition of evil in us and to advance towards
the meaning of conception and birth by Baal Sulam. The worlds are attained in two ways, from above downward and from below upward. First, one attains from above downward, the hanging down of the soul, and then from below upward, being the attainment itself. The first progression is called ibu, impregnation, because it is tantamount to a drop that gradually detaches from the father's brain and becomes impregnated in the mother until it emerges to the world. This is regarded as the last degree from above downward, meaning taking into consideration the cause of the newborn. After all, until then, it was still connected in some part to its father and mother, meaning the cause. And as it came into the world, it became independent. And this is the order from above downwards. And the reason for all of this is that the Creator's thought is unique. Hence all incidents are the same, and the general is similar to the particular.
But again, this is of course only according to man's attainment. It seems to him that he is independent, and so he can determine his own state. However, of course, he is under the complete control of the Creator, and along with that, he discovers that in his state, he can determine his own decisions 2,000 years ago. So this is what happened. Now, during our time, we are going back to the state of resurrecting ourselves, as Bala Sulam writes that we are in the last generation, and already the general providence is starting to work on us, on everyone, and we can see that the world is starting to take on a very uniform and serious movement. All of us around the globe are becoming as one generation, that everyone depends on each other. We're all going through the same states, and this is what we have before us. Gradually, we should determine where we are and where we should reach to. This is why we're studying the wisdom of Kabbalah and becoming organized in tents, you know, to start this awakening, in order to recover from the shattering, from the disconnection from spirituality, and bit by bit reveal ourselves that we wish to join, we wish to get up, we wish to regain our consciousness. Where truly we are in relation to the true reality. So right now we're still unconscious, but we're already a little bit aware that we are unconscious and we need to reach consciousness. That's it.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вопрос по тексту. Вот он здесь пишет, что быть связанным со свойством отца.
Question according to the text. He writes that one needs to be connected to the qualities of mother and father. And
we're managed by two forces, the force of Chokhmah and the force of Bina. As we learn from the four phases of direct light, that from the Creator expands the force of Chokhmah, the force of bestow itself, that is the Ketel. What does the Ketel bestow? It imparts the light of Chokhmah. What does it impart the light of Chokhmah on? On the will to receive, that it created existence from absence. And from that we get a response in the will to receive, which is called Bina. And so forth. This is why the force of Chokhmah and the force of Bina are the two forces that exist practically in the created being, that work on the created being. The force of Chokhmah is called Abba, Father, and the force of Bina is called Ima, Mother. And this is how they work on us.
А как мы вот в нашем соединении в десятке это раскрываем эти две силы?
And how can we discover this in the connection between us in the ten?
We in the ten reach connection as much as we're capable of, with prayer, with a request, with an inclination, with an effort, we reach connection, and in the connection we discover all of these forces that are becoming revealed gradually. That's it.
Ну там есть какая-то сила действия между нами, соединения, есть какая-то сила замысла.
Do we have any power to act through the connection between us? Some power of thought?
when we want to reach connection, we begin to discover that all of our future states, they all exist already because they cascaded from above downwards. As he's telling us here in this excerpt, that we need to attain our progenitors, Abba and Ima, the force of Chochmah and the force of Binah. And this is what we attain in the increasing connection in the group.
And
when he writes that one comes under his own control,
that he himself wants to rule, well, he doesn't want the Creator to direct him and obligate him to connect, but rather that he, by himself, wants to attain the necessity to connect and to reach even love with people and from people to the Creator. This is what he wants to attain by himself, the created being. Because by this, he wants to express his attitude to the Creator, just like the Creator is really.
Excerpt 12 from the same article, The Meaning of Conception and Birth. From the moment of one's birth, when one is at the furthest point, begins the return to attainment from below upward. This is called the law of development, which follows the same exact ways and inlets that descended from above downwards. Kabbalists attain it, but to corporeal eyes, they seem as ordinary states, slow, gradual, until one grows in stature to match one's father and mother, and at that time one is regarded as having attained all the degrees from below upwards, meaning a complete degree.
Meaning until he attains all of the influences of the light of Bina, later on the light of Chochmah, and then he realizes that he's not corrected according to the qualities of Chochmah and Bina, and then he attains Ima, and through her, Abba. This is called spiritual attainment. But it is all from the time that one is born, meaning from the point one is born, meaning from the lowest point where he is born spiritually. And in that one point, just like us who are now about to feel our birth. But before the birth, when we are in Ibu, in conception, we do not understand where we are and how come, even though it says that the embryo in them, mothers in waters, sees from one end of the world to the other end. But of course, this is not with attainment, this seeing. He's only under these upper influences.
Yes, so regarding what you said when you opened the lesson, saying that we're undergoing great processes of the revelation of evil in the last generation. So your students are also under the influence of the media. So the question is, how can we defend ourselves, protect ourselves, and not be captured with what we see in the media and the recognition of evil outside?
I don't know. I'm just hearing here and there about what is happening through, of course, I hear about it through the media, about all kinds of things, but I don't connect to it. I don't get into it. I am just allowing myself some possibility to compare what I think about the world and what I hear that people are saying about it. And not more than that. But it's not that I am going according to what the media are saying and whatever they decide and whatever they are saying or talking about. You will feel how much you cannot relate to anything seriously, because it's all the people are sitting and writing whatever they think that we should think, but it's not that we actually have to accept it, to receive it from them this way. We can see how their what is their attitude to the freedom of expression, and how it is all in a state where it's not objective, it's not media, how can it be that they're canceling one opinion, one view relative to the other view? Who can take that responsibility on himself? Take such a permission, such authority. But it is good. It's good. Because specifically that is the recognition of evil that would bring them to be cancelled. This is the beginning of the end. I'm very happy that it actually happened, and that the world from this moment on already begins to relate differently to all of these social networks, seemingly social networks. And now they are relating to it like dictatorships. This is how it is. I remember that this is how it was in Russia. You could only read the newspaper that was published by the Communist Party. It was impossible to listen to or receive any other view. Besides that, everything was shut, everything else. And this is how they wanted to educate the people. Well, what came out of that? It increases and increases and increases until it explodes, because the world includes two forces, and a person has to be in the middle and determine all of the things from below upwards, just like the embryo. How does it grow? By knowing how to connect inside of it two opposite forces, Chokhmah and Binah. These are opposite forces. One is bestowal, the other is reception. And one who knows how to connect them correctly, he can grow out of that. And so the fact that now it has become revealed how much our society is entirely under the control, not the influence, but the control of a single force, accordingly, we will see that this is the end of that period of time, and now a new generation is truly beginning.
Is it correct to say that, like Bnei Baruch are in the stage before the revelation, which is the stage where the fetus inverts, the world is undergoing a transition to a new future, a new state?
Yes, yes, you said it correctly. The more we enter into this, so the world is also entering more and more behind us. Yes, without a doubt. However, for them it's on a different level, with different words and actions that are more earthly. But of course, it is truly related. It truly, one matches the other. PT10.
Recently, I've been hearing that you speak more and more about the process of the recognition of evil, that the whole world is undergoing now this recognition of evil. How is it expressed, and to what degree will this process of the recognition of evil come?
Look, recognition of evil is not, it's not that we are reaching recognition of evil in the world. The essential recognition of evil is that a person feels that he cannot vacate his internality to the force of bestowal, or to balance the force of bestowal with the force of reception. That is the recognition of evil, that one constantly discovers more and more how much he is under the control of his ego. And this is on degrees that are more subtle, well, more subtle, delicate. Earlier he wasn't so aware of it, and now he becomes more aware from more and more each and every day. Some days go in this way, other days in the other direction, but all in all, it is all going in. Just like we learn with the example of the cycle, the example by Baal HaSulam, that even though it is rolling forward and then backward, but along with that, the movement is entirely forward, all in all.
Is the process personal, individual, or is it a recognition that comes to the whole of humanity as a collective?
Yes, the process is in the whole of humanity. This is what is interesting, and this is what we are witnessing. And the more we will advance, we will see that the world is advancing, and in the world, we will actually see great shaking. And I hope very much that these shocks would be like today, all in all, not through truly tragical great states, but rather, well, today we can see that this pandemic, as much as on the one hand, the country Israel, the land of Israel, invested in the vaccination against corona more than everyone, and is vaccinating the entire population in a way that is unparalleled. But along with that, we have we're a greater attack of the virus more than everyone. And this is what we talked about even a year ago at the beginning of this pandemic, that all in all, those who will suffer more than everyone, it's Israel. Why? It's their fault. That's clear. And you will see more of it in the future. There's nothing you can do about it.
Как работать с чувством вины, которое возникает, когда наблюдаем за то, что происходит в мире?
How to work with the sense of the sensation of guilt that we have when we look at the world that we are the source of.
We need to try, first of all, to depict to ourselves that we are in a single body with the whole world, that we are in a single soul with everyone. And this is why I am responsible for everyone, for the whole world. And so it's my fault, not just that I'm doing bad to someone, but rather I am truly harm our own people. And think about it as much as possible. That is already a great correction. This is what you need to understand. This is how we need to think. So let us think this way. And later on, we should try for that purpose to correct ourselves. That we are correcting ourselves not in order for it, for it to benefit ourselves, but first and foremost for the world. And the more you think about people who are farther away from you, by that, you are investing greater forces in the correction of the entire world. Because specifically, this distance amplifies the forces. The forces of salvation, the forces of correction.
Latin 6.
Nosotros como estudiantes de un cabalista, aprendemos que
as the students of a Kabbalist,
que las fallas que vemos en el mundo están adentro.
Learn that anyone who finds flaws in others is seeing his own flaws, that all of the flaws are within. So how will the new generation perceive reality through the recognition of evil?
We will feel more and more that we belong to each other through our efforts. We will feel ourselves that we belong to a single body, and only through that feeling of the general collective body can we determine the truth. As Bala Sulam says that if one organ is cut off from the body, then it no longer knows, it doesn't understand what is happening to the body, but if a doctor will come and reattach this organ to the body, then it will once again know the body, what is happening with the general body. So it is with us. The more we try to be together in the 10, through the 10, we get forces, understanding, feelings that pertain to the entire collective body. And this is how we will reach it. I hope very much that this year we are truly entering a more collective general activity as one bundle, one unit, and then we will start to feel processes that are relevant not to us, to each one of us in a way that he's cut off from everyone, which is considered that one is in this world, but rather if we will connect between us, then we will start to feel what is happening between us. And that, by that, we will already feel the upper world, the next world, the system of the soul. And this is what we have ahead of us. And the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is discussing those processes that we have to go through. From the moment that we discover ourselves as cut off from the others, and until we connect more and more into a single body.
Descubrir la humanidad como un solo colectivo, una sola comunidad, una sola sociedad. ¿Eso va a ser luz para el mundo?
Discovering humanity to be a single community, a single body, will that be a light for the world?
To the extent that we feel ourselves as connected between us and also with the world around us, to that extent we become a pipeline through which the upper light influences through us the entire world, the whole of humanity. And then by that, we are realizing our destiny. This is actually our role, to be the part that connects between the Creator and all of the created beings. This is why we're called Israel, Yashar Kel, that we are like the Rosh, a head. Israel, Israel is called Li Rosh, I have a head. That we, like the Rosh of the Parzuf, are connected with the upper force above the Rosh and with humanity, which is the entire goof, the body. And we will perform Zivug de Haka'a, coupling through striking and understanding and the entire process, so that through us, through the Rosh of humanity, the upper light will come in and fill up the whole of humanity. And that way we will. Recognition of evil.
What challenges are social networks and the media facing? Is there something that can it be fixed? Or
look, I'm not relating anything good or bad to them. This is the result of human nature. I can't say that these are better and these are worse, that I hate these and I love those. They're all egoists. They're all built in such a way that simply out of the fact that they received great control over the minds and hearts of people, out of that, this is how they behave. If I were instead of them or you or somebody else, we would also behave this way. All in all, they are the result of the human control over the human society. This is how I see it. It's the revelation of the evil of all of us, not of a particular network or who is there.
Bill Gates
or who is there? I don't know.
Mark Zuckerberg has a
כן, this Mark Zuckerberg.
אני לא מייחס אליהם דווקא את הדברים האלה.
Jeff Bezos, I'm not relating these things to them specifically. They represent
את הטבע האנושי.
Human nature. And this is why we should see this as a process that humanity is going through and what it actually, how it developed or grew these networks out of it. Where did these networks come from? Because people were using it. People were using it, and so they became whatever they became, these networks. And this is why today they have become superpowers, but look at how the time has now come for them to reach their final maturity, and from here on, they will start to rot. They are now rotting.
הצנזורה של כלי התקשורת היא מגיעה מה? מהכוח העליון? לאיזה תועלת?
Censorship of these networks comes from the upper force. For what use? That's not simple. It's what's the benefit? The benefit is that we advance towards the goal, either in a more convenient, comfortable manner or less. But it's all, there's an upper purpose to it, to promote us to connect together, to connect with the upper force. That's clear. So what needs to be revealed on the way, whether it seems good or bad, it will be revealed. We need to think only about connection, in the direction of connection. That will be closer to the goal and through a better path.
But from the side of humanity, what is their next step in the process towards recognition of evil? What? That the media are bad for us? Because what? What next?
I don't think that they're bad. They show us the way. What's with you? I'm not against anything. There's nothing bad in the world. It all depends on what we learn from it and how we use it correctly. I'm not passing criticism on any particular thing. The opposite. Everything that happens so that we come to recognize what's good and bad and to decide that we want to advance on a better path, and a better path that's through connection between us, without all the media. People, right? In the heart of each one, he will have this receiver, a means to contact the hearts of another. That's what I want everyone to have. So everyone connects like that.
So what's the bad here? Well, where's the recognition of evil?
The recognition of evil is, well, these external media outlets, they cannot perform this role. They cannot be our communications, replace our communication. Right? Humanity is understanding that it has no chance of coming to connection in human society using today's media and communications, regardless of what network it is. Whether it's Trump's network or Biden's network, it doesn't matter. Both of them. We need an inner network from heart to heart. So I'm not going to determine here. I want something else. The opposite. Rise above all these things which are in the world. Above all these things we see on this level. Feel and learn from it how these things are exactly matching, exactly in keeping with the flow of correction towards the whole of humanity. And it's really nice seeing it. From one day to the next, it's a very rapid pace.
Another question, please. It's on a different topic, but it is related to the media. We have friends, men and women, who are very much drawn into it, as I see it, into conspiracies in the network. They say, read this about vaccinations, about the government, right, left, they're drawn into it. How can we avoid being, drowning there? I'm talking about friends who are in our systems.
I feel sorry about that. That they don't keep the right approach, being connected to the Creator, as it's Him playing with us in such a way, wanting to teach us from His height, so that we can reach the same place, the same observation point. And they integrate in all this garbage of the media and our world and all this locker room talk, kitchen talk, and street talk, you know, something. With such people, it's difficult for me to find a common tongue. Difficult.
Again. Rob, can I continue this?
Yes.
I wanted to ask, in the recent time, in general, we are truly advancing in our connection in the tens, and in general, we're advancing spiritually in a significant way in the entire world, please. So why do we see results that seemingly are the opposite in humanity?
What opposite outcomes?
Well, more recognition of evil. Everything that you've been talking about from the beginning of the lesson in the media, we see everything is falling apart. The world is becoming more and more crazy.
Because it's truly so. According to, you tell me, a doctor that comes to a sick person, the sick person says, I have this little sore here.
No.
And the doctor checks and he says, oh, no, we'll take you, we'll do x-rays, we need to have tests, blood tests and other types of tests. It's not simple, meaning the more of an expert you are, you see all these fine details inside until, well, you want to get to the root of the problem, and the root of the problem is there in the beginning of creation and at the end of creation. Therefore, we have a bit more expertise in that than people on the street.
Yes, but why the connection that we're creating in the tents, the internality, is not affecting the externality all over the world?
No, not yet. You don't have the power of connection in the tents still. Such that the Creator dwells there in as a light which matches the vessel, so that the light and the vessel are equal. Not yet. We haven't come to that still. To having such tents which bestow like that upon the whole world. Other than just being in that themselves, also to bestow upon others, that's something else. Meaning that they come out of the degree of ibu, conception, yinika, nursing, mochin, or adulthood. Meaning that they are capable of bestowing, not just holding themselves in sanctity, but bestowing to the world and other tents, so that several tents connect together, such that there is a system between them, and that system is then capable of bestowing upon the external system, which is broken up. There is a system. Everyone is in the system. We're all in that network. The shattering is only with respect to us, so... How do we put it in order? So gradually through our networks, which we establish, we will be able to connect to them and to have our power flow through them. It's as we do with children in corporeality.
That is clear, but... Seemingly, so our tens, what, it's not yet considered tens if we don't see our influence? So.
No.
So what is it?
A ten is a complete group where each one completes the other, where they can all be as one man in one heart to an extent. And then... They are ready. When we are connected together, we are ready to bestow contentment upon the Creator. So in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator, they emerge from the connection between them to a more external connection as well. Why? Because through this external bestowal, they bestow upon the Creator. They bring Him new vessels, new corrected vessels.
This is clear. So why should the birth of humanity now happen through the media?
The media is... They're revealing to us the kinds of connections we have between us in this network between people, what connections we have there, to, and how this connection is far from the proper kind. And we owe them great thanks for doing that way, doing it. It's not them, the Creator played with them in such a way, manipulated them, so that they can show us how we connect to each other and what we need to fix. Because everything depends on the connection, yes? On the connection. So you can see then what connection you have with human society. Force that takes care of all these problems, including the pandemic.
This is clear. However, it seems as though our ability to effect changes in the direction in which humanity is progressing, apparently it's not strong enough. If they're still working, let's have vaccinations, let's run this way, that way, etc.
But what can they do? What can the government, the Ministry of Health, what can they do? What do they understand? This is what they have in their hands.
But what can we do over 8 billion people?
8 billion people, only the power of thought, but that covers everything. If we had the proper power of thought through which we were connected with the upper force, we could have cancelled out all these decrees, including the pandemic.
So I'm going back to my earlier question. How do the tens begin to operate out of their force of thought, out of their internality? And this is what they project.
To connection. For the time being, it's connection. You have nothing else. You can include in your connection that I am doing this in order to bring the whole world to connection and to connection with the upper force. You can say that, but in any case, we're acting in that direction. It's only the connection between us that can save us. And you can see in all of the systems you have everything that happened to our people in the past, when we lose and why. It's only when we drift apart from each other. And so you have the elections that are coming up. It's another part of the recognition of evil, of who we are. We need to come to recognize our inner structure. And of course, we get the pandemic and other blows so that finally we come to recognize the evil and attempt to turn it to good.
Last question. What is the relation between the recognition of evil and the entrance to Ibur, to impregnation that we're supposed to enter?
Ibur, conception, is the first connection between us in the ten. Whereupon you are called a group. It's one spiritual cell, and it comes into existence. It receives as though its own identity and begins to connect to the upper force, seeing that everyone wants to bestow upon each other and annul themselves towards each other, all of them. In that way, they are compatible with the Creator to the first degree.
But why does the first connection require recognition of evil?
How will you connect if not above the evil that you have? The bad is, the evil is created. Existence from absence, something from nothing, so that we can connect above it and so to build our spirituality. Where does the spiritual person come from, the spiritual world? It's by us connecting together above the evil. The evil is the substance. You can connect something above it and build a good system to resemble the Creator. You have to have something in your hand in order to use it to build with the bow. Come and see.
Здравейте, Раф. Вие до сега доста обстойно разяснихте по този въпрос, но все пак може да уточним. Постоянно ни съветвате да се очистим.
You explained it, but can we make it more precise? Do you recommend to us to cleanse ourselves from thoughts that separate us from connection so that we will be able to amplify the congestion between us, the density? Does the Creator, through the coronavirus, also push humanity into that same thing?
Of course, in each and every action that we feel on ourselves, through nature, through the environment, those who are close to us or far, it doesn't matter. Through all these operations that we feel acting upon us, we need to say that there's none else besides Him. It's the Creator, either in a direct way or a roundabout manner, pleasantly or in an unpleasant way. He is bringing us towards correction.
Thank you. Connected to what Roy was asking, when a baby is born, if the head comes out, then the baby is usually safely born. If Bnei Baruch or part of Bnei Baruch achieves a spiritual attainment through our connection, will humanity be automatically corrected, or we still have to do something actively, and do they have something they have to do?
We must birth the whole of humanity, as it is one body, and we have to raise humanity to the level of the Creator, so that they are in full, complete connection with each other. It's called One Receives. Santiago.
Oh, amado Rav, los efectos del trabajo de la
beloved Rav,
el efecto,
the influence of the work in the ten, the results of that, they start in our countries and then they expand all over the world.
I cannot say where it starts and where it ends. It may have happened in the United States, now it'll happen in Europe or South America. I have no way of determining, because it depends on where it needs to happen, depends on the whole of the system of Adam Rishon and on which part now needs to be corrected. And so we cannot speak about the process and how exactly it happens, what happens this and then that. And maybe it will pause now and there will be a few months without any apparent change, because there need to more inner transformations need to happen, which will occur, and then something will erupt outwards. Yes? Right? Good.
Petr
Tikva
24.
You said we are not using enough the force of the thought. If we will use the force of the thought together, then we will eliminate the pandemic and everything, and even it's even written that everything will be clarified by the thought. Can you guide us the whole world clear? What is it that we need to do? How can we use our thought?
It's very simple, Moti. Imagine to yourself that we are all together in a single system and that we all depend on each other, all of us. That's all. No more than that. It's only in that thought about connection, in tightening the connections between us. By that, we cancel all the decrees.
Just hold on to this thought that the whole of humanity, we're all on that degree where we are all one, like that?
Yes, in our times, we also need to think in that way, although we begin in practice with the ten, then towards our tens, and later towards the whole of humanity. Yes, but in thought, through thought.
In Kedusha. Again, 13, birth and Yenika, suckling. At that time, he already has a mouth, meaning that he has his own authority and he already knows what he's doing. He already has permission to make his own choices, which is regarded as being on his own authority. This is regarded as receiving Ruach, which illuminates when he already has his own authority in Kedusha.
Meaning that to the extent that he can now perform independent actions to come to resemble the Creator somewhat, he is then in the state of Ruach. And so he advances. And it's a great thing already. This is life. The life of the feeling of motion that he himself generates. That's already a little person, human, little Adam. That's how we advance. Like in our life.
Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Rab, un amigo de la decena pregunta. Al estar ya en ese estado de
a friend from the ten is asking,
el mundo se
anula ante in that state.
Nosotros nos anulamos ante el mundo.
Serving as a pipeline of light to the world. By that, does the world annul before us, or do we annul before the world?
We annul before the world in order to bestow upon the world, and the world annuls before us in order to connect to us and to join our corrected system. And so to the extent that we are corrected, we can bestow upon the world, and to that extent the world will be able to annul itself and to connect to us in order to be as one corrected system with us. It's this reciprocity that can happen between us.
Dear Rav, he writes here that he already has a mouth. What does it mean?
That he can enter into a connection of receiving and giving. That's considered that he has a mouth. He says that then he already has a mouth, which means that it comes to his own authority and already knows what he's doing. And he already has his own permission to make his own choices, which is regarded as being on his own. Then it's regarded that he received the degree of Ruach. Ruach is something that moves already, that has motion, that illuminates when he has this permission of his own authority in holiness, in Kedusha, in bestowal. What is this motion between us and the Creator? that we can bestow mutually between us and to the Creator together from us and the Creator towards us. We enter into an interaction.
И это называется свет, это называется рух, это про свет про какой-то говорится.
That's called the light of ruach.
Yes, that's mutual bestowal. And in the mutual bestowal, you begin to discover the internality of a new connection. That you for him and him for you, and there's this mutual connection between you. You're connecting, you're transferring to one another. There is a certain building of a system of connection between you and the friends and everyone together, all of you together to the Creator and Him to you. This is truly a system. The same system that you build, it is called Adam HaRishon.
А вот вы сказали, что мы к конгрессу должны подготовиться особым образом, если я вас правильно понял.
He said towards the toward the convention, though we have this unique path ahead of us, can we reach such a state?
No. No, that not yet. But it's worthwhile to learn it so that we can see where we are and where we're not yet.
Once again, passage 14.
בזמן שהוא נולד בבחינת אדם.
When he is born as a man, when thoughts and desires of being a man appear in his mind and heart, when he understands he needs to walk on the path of truth, although he still cannot walk since he was born just now, meaning that now he has begun this work, although he understands he must achieve it, meaning to do everything in order to bestow, that when he is born, he has nothing. As the Zohar says, when a person is born, a force from above is not appointed over him until he is circumcised. This means that when he begins to walk on a line of bestowal called giving birth, he always sees the opposite value. In other words, he sees that after all his exertion, he has made no progress. Rather, he always sees that he has regressed. A disorder, meaning the state of concealment that he feels, continues until he is rewarded with circumcising himself. Afterward, he goes forward until he obtains the 4 degrees, kot chaya, neshama, ruach, nefesh.
All right, this... I don't know how understood it is, because we also have to feel how this occurs with us, but we'll talk about it as much as possible. Africa.
Thank you, Rav. Our question is, what does it mean that a person is rewarded with circumcising himself?
Zochel amul et atzmo. מה זה אומר שאדם זוכה למול, למול, למול את עצמו, לגרום לעשות את עצמו ברית מילה?
זה שהוא
This is that he annuls his egoistic desire in order to receive. In such a manner that he's not capable to overcome it. He agrees with it, and then the Creator purifies it from him. That part of the will to receive that a person is not capable of overcoming. That's called to circumcise oneself. Because we have a will to receive in us that comes to us from that point that the Creator created. And that point belongs to the decision of the Creator to create the will to receive. And that point, that part, that discernment, which belongs to the decision of the Creator and the Creator, we cannot correct in order to bestow. As it is truly belonging to that decision to create the will to receive. I've created the evil inclination. Hence, that will to receive, we cancel, we nullify it and do not use it. We can't. But the moment we do the circumcision, as we call it, then with the rest of the will to receive, we can work and invert it to an order.
Дорогой Рав, вот вы вчера дали упражнение такое, пытаться все желания направлять на Творца.
Dear Rav, yesterday you gave us an exercise to try to direct all our desires to the Creator. And you added, that same part that I can use for the Creator is called Toch. Can we do this with the entire desire?
If you have a Pratsuf, if you have a Masach, if you can arrange your desire to have a Rosh Toch and Sof. If you have a connection with the friends, if you can connect with them and build, first of all, the restriction upon your desire, and them too, and then between you there's a common desire. In this common desire, you can receive in order to bestow between you towards the Creator. That is, each annuls himself towards the others, and in the general incorporation between you, the annulment needs to be towards the upper, towards the Creator, and then you build that same form between you towards the Creator. Why is it done in such a complex way between you, each of you, towards the others? Because otherwise you don't reach the form of bestowal. Otherwise you don't know what it means to bestow. It seems to you right now also that you're bestowing. So they tell you, you want to bestow? Please. If you connect with the others in the group, in a mutual way where you're holding each other and are connected in that way, then in such a way you can be and bestow and bestow to the Creator. And then it's explained to you how you bestow, how you build the Partsuf.
А вот вот это наша взаимная отмена в десятке, она становится основой для рош, для расчета, сколько мы можем получить.
The mutual nullification in the ten turns to be a foundation for the rosh.
Yes, of course. To the extent in which I nullify myself in the ten, to that extent I am ready and I'm capable to bestow to the Creator. To bestow to a person, to the tens, to the ten friends, or to bestow to the Creator, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. To the measure that I have bestowed towards my friends, in the same way, with them, I can even, it's even easier there, because one can help his friend. From there, we can bestow to the Creator. And then we're in joy, in connection, in enthusiasm, upliftment. Try and you'll see how you're emerging out of all the problems and troubles, and you just enter the world of.
Florida?
Kirav. How will we know that we have done enough preparation where we are able to receive the light in order to bestow?
It's all calculations in the Rosh. On one hand, you have a host illuminating to you and tells you, illuminating to you through all the previous parts of him. The system is arranged such. And on the other hand, you have your will to receive and pleasures and reshimot. You have all the elements to make a correct calculation and spirituality. Corporeality, here, nothing to do. Friends are before you, and all your pleasures, your ego and your tummy, decide how you're working with your ego towards your friends. And in this, you'll have the precisely right discernments, indication towards the Creator. If you can bestow to the friends to hold them up as more important than yourself, then you are already ready, and accordingly, in this extent, to be in connection with the Creator. That's it.
Thank you. Yep.
very simple, very concrete, nowhere